Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the biggest challenges in life is personal relationships, the ability to get along with other people, and the ability to peacefully coexist, whether that's in a personal relationship, in a work relationship. But we know that the happiest people are those with the strongest relationships. And if we can get to the point of really building strong relationships, and if we're trying to do it across many, many people, we have to take into consideration the type of personality that they have. Because there's not a one-size-fits-all. You can say the same thing to two different people and get a very different reaction. Some people can be put off by the statement you make or the manner in which you make it. And so we really have to think about things from the other person's perspective. So if you're in sales, you're probably already fairly tuned into this. But if you're just trying to get along with your mother-in-law, you know, maybe it makes sense to identify the personality type that your mother-in-law is and then seek to try to gain the resonance with them. So if we separate people into four different categories, well, first we'll call expressive. Focused, and the expressive person is typically focused on the big picture. They probably don't have a tremendous amount of attention to detail. They tend to be creative, competitive people with a lot of energy. And if you think about an expressive person, you know, I always think about like somebody that would be, you know, somebody on Shark Tank. And I think of Lori Grenier as one of those people that it could be a very expressive person, and that's how you'd put her, right? Because she is focused on the big picture. She is high energy. She's very creative, right? And she's got a good ego, right? So I think she fits nicely into the category of being expressive. Next area is amiable. And amiable people, they want to get along with other people. High empathy, they're sociable, they like to get consensus, and they'll typically avoid conflict. And if you think back to Shark Tank, the closest person I'd say here may be Robert Hershovec, right? Because he's a nice guy. He's very sociable. You know, he likes to he's always looking at the people behind the business. And I think that kind of puts him in that category. Then there's the analytical mindset, focused on process with a lot of attention to detail. They like to look at options, and they're very, very rational in terms of their approach. And if you think about who's very analytical on Shark Tank, that would be Kevin O'Leary. Mr. Wonderful tends to fit into that category pretty nicely. And then there's the driver, the outcome-focused person. Time is important to them. They're very decisive, and they're okay with conflict. It doesn't bother them. And I think the epitome of a driver, again, back to Shark Tank, is going to be Mark Cuban. So it's interesting when you look at these different personalities and you're saying, I want to get along with other people. And whether you're in business or whether it's just a personal relationship, I think it's very helpful to understand the personality type you're dealing with and then do those things that will help you resonate with that person. So if you go to that expressive person that's really focused on the big picture and you get into an analytical discussion about a particular product you're selling, you're going to lose them, right? It just doesn't work. Because they're really focused on the big picture. What's the bottom line and what do I need to know? And not getting caught up in every, you know, in every last detail. But if you focus on big picture with the analytical person, it's also going to backfire on you. So again, the key is understanding the personality that you're up against and then doing what you can to resonate with them. And by resonating with them, it's adjusting your delivery so that it really lands with them. They'll like you better. They won't know why, but they will, right? And you're just, it's like reading a room. You want to find ways to really get along with people. And by understanding where they're coming from and understanding the personality type they have, and then adapting yourself to their personality, you're going to get a lot further that way in terms of building a stronger relationship. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator, but for today, just want you to think about the people that you're coming in contact with on a daily basis. Start to think about the type of personality that they have and see what you can do to resonate with them, to get to drive a better relationship with them. Not only will your life become easier day to day if you achieve this resonance, you'll be more successful in getting people to go along with you. And if you're trying to convince them of something, you'll be far more successful in trying to convince people to see things your way if you meet them where they are by understanding their personality type.